did you hear anything last night, or what happened? I mean, you just...
We were getting ready to go to bed, and my daughter came over and said there's fire coming out of the house next door. And we got dressed and ran down, and the house was already starting to burn real bad. And I guess it was about 11:30. And it just, once it started, it just took off. I mean, it just seemed like everywhere you looked, they started shooting out the windows, and the windows were bursting, and it just took off. And that's about all I can say, I guess.
Do you know them?
Yes, they're our neighbors. Their name, they've been there about, I'd say about 8 years. They have 4 children, and 2 of them were passed away. They kept to themselves pretty much, but they were never a problem to anybody. They were very nice, you know, people. And raising 4 children. But it's just, like I say, it's a shame it happened. And I don't know how it happened. I guess I'm still trying to find out. But, yep, it's just a shame. But we watched my wife. She ran down and got the baby. And they put her in a little bassinet. And they brought her up here. And she kept her up here at the house. And then they brought Mrs. Lillard up when she was trying to get her calmed down after she couldn't do no more, and she stayed here in the house, and the sheriffs were trying to help her out. I'm pretty sure she hurt her back because she jumped off the balcony to get out of the house because she was trying to save the children, and they were in the back bedroom, and she couldn't get to them. But like I say, just the heat, the fireman even said the heat from the house was so intense. When they put the ladder next to the wall, it was so hard to get it, you know, just to climb the ladder because it was so hot. But that's about all I can say on that part.
So when you walked outside, you felt the heat then?
Even? Oh, yeah, you could see the heat, and you could feel the heat, and it was even burning the grass. You know, just the flames were going up, and the smoke was just everywhere. It was just intense. You could, I guess you don't realize, you just can't realize how hot it could get, but it was hot. And from what I understand, she was in the side room where this garage is, and she heard something, and she ran over to check it out, and that's when she saw the flames in the hallway going up the steps, and then she knew what she had to do. But the flame must have been inside the wall, and it just like made everything so hot. And it was hard to get to anything because of the steps. And he tried to go in there a couple times, and they finally had to get him out. But I don't know. It's something you don't want to see.
But they came over here and...
Yes, sir. The oldest, I mean the youngest daughter, I'd say she's 6 months old, if she's that old. And then the mother stayed here while they were trying to get her stable. And so forth, and try to settle her down because of all she was going through. But then my wife, like I say, she took care of the daughter. So the sheriff brought her over to say, you know, that way we wouldn't have to worry about her.